Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Oh, we are excited today on Finishing Well. We really are, because I've known about this show for a couple of weeks, and it's really a significant life-changing thing to me to understand a little bit more about Social Security. And actually, today's show is titled The Future of Social Security, and I'm here with certified financial planner Hans Scheil and my co-host here. And, the thing I love about this subject, John, is it reminds me of Doubting Thomas, who gets a really bad rap. But you might have heard, and I've heard this before, that a good disciple always has questions.
Sure.
And just think where we would all be today if in John chapter 14, verse 5, Thomas didn't ask his famous question. Like, everybody else is sitting there wondering where Jesus is going, but only Thomas raised his hand. You remember the kid in school and said, "Jesus, I don't know. Where are you going?" You know, he was the one that admitted that he didn't have a clue. And so good for him. Because of that question, Jesus gave us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so, fortunately for us, all of us listening today, John asked that question years ago, like, what really is happening with Social Security? And are we going to run out of money? And all these kind of questions. And so, you know, it's the time of year where we get the annual report, John.
Well, it is. And Robbie's calling me John because we're buddies. And that is what people call me by name, that people that know me. And Hans is my real name, my legal name they gave me when I was born. And, if you've ever listened to Johnny Cash and A Boy Named Sue, is if your name was Hans and you were in the first or second grade, you'd have a nickname too. Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, I mean, this year, it actually came out back in late April, and it comes out every year, the Social Security's trustees report, or the trust fund report. That's a real page turner, by the way.
And there are a lot of pages to it.
Yeah, and so I asked Robbie the question before today's show. We talked about it last year. I read it every year. So why are we talking about this on the radio? Why do our listeners even care a second about the Social Security Trust Fund report? Or maybe you could say, why do you care about it now that you've learned maybe more about Social Security?
This is my third year, dealing with it with Hans. And it's phenomenally helful for me to realize the hope. Actually, now at this point in time, it's actually faith that I have in the Social Security system. The faith that, A, it's not going to run out of money. Well, from my perspective, for my own self, but it's not. I don't think it's going to run out of money for my kids. I believe they'll come through with things that fix it. But not only that, but that, there aren't people robbing it. We're going to get into all that today. So for me, Social Security became, as the more I understood how to finish well, it's like, man, this is a really big deal. This is a large amount of money. This is going to help me finish well, and it's going to be there.
Well, it is. There's almost $3 trillion in the Social Security Trust Fund, and there's almost another trillion in the Social Security Disability Trust Fund, the fund for people that are under 65 or under 66 or 67 and they get Social Security because of disability. So when you put the two together, it's almost $4 trillion that's set aside to pay future claims.
Right. And the cool thing. It's kind of like a reserve. If you work for, you know, churches have a reserve or whatever, as they've been sticking money, they have never taken money out of the reserves. I mean, here sits this gob of money that continues to grow, and even though there were predictions that they might be dipping into it at some point in time, they have never dipped into the reserves. In other words, this thing keeps growing.
Well, this report is the annual accountability. There's a whole bunch of people in a government building up there in Washington that calculate all this stuff. They got actuaries, they have accountants, they have financial managers that manage the bonds, and it's really a lot like a big insurance company where they've got these trillions of dollars that are there to pay out claims in the future. And so, you know, kind of the answer for me of why we're talking about it on this show is I read this thing every year. I don't read every word on every page. It's about 300 pages long. But I get the gist of it is they go through there and they make a prediction of how much money they're going to need every year. And interesting, last year they predicted that they were going to dip into the trust fund. Well, actually, it was for the 2018 report that they did in 2019. They said during 2019, we're going to have to dip into that money a little bit. And at the time, I kind of questioned that. But who am I to, you know, these people put this thing together. And as it turned out, we didn't dip into it. We actually added to it in 2019.
So, you know, to kind of help the listeners out, what we mean by dipping into it is not like they're going to go use this money for government contracts. They would be needing to dip into it in order to make, because you got so many baby boomers coming now into the system, that, oh, yeah, these baby boomers are going to hit, and we're going to have to begin to take our reserves rather than be able to fund the current people with the money that's coming in through payroll taxes at this juncture. As we now know, that wasn't what took place at all. They didn't know dipping. There was no dipping in 2019.
Well, they always talk about all the people that are coming on to Social Security, you know, which is anywhere from 62 to 70. People have the ability to get on it. They're going to get more the longer they wait. But there's people coming on every month that are starting their Social Security check. So that's is a problem for these people to solve because now they need to pay them that Social Security check for the rest of their life. They don't really talk about every month there's people going off of Social Security because when you die, your Social Security check stops. So, you know, it's a business of managing money and taking in the revenue from the payroll taxes and then taking in the revenue because when people pay taxes on their Social Security, that goes straight into fund Social Security. So if you're 75 years old and you're getting a Social Security check of $3,000 a month, but you have to pay $1,000 in taxes on that $3,000, they don't put that in the general treasury. That $1,000 goes to pay somebody else's Social Security check. So they've got multiple sources of revenue for Social Security, and what stands behind it all is the trust fund that, okay, so if we have to dip into it, we're going to dip into it.
So, wow, I hadn't even thought about that angle with all the baby boomers coming in and so few of them retiring at 62 or 65 or whatever, as people are working longer, then, oh, yeah, there's a whole lot more tax being paid on Social Security than ever, and that helps offset that thing too.
Oh, sure. Or just people that are older that are just earning money on their investments or their pension check. I mean, if you have a high income in retirement, a high taxable income, you're going to pay taxes on your Social Security. And the taxes that you pay on your Social Security goes back into the Social Security fund to pay current benefits or to add to the trust fund wherever you want to allocate it to. So the summary of all of this is that we added a little bit to the trust fund last year when it was predicted that we would use some of the trust fund. And you say, well, why does that matter to me? Is that there's some lies out there that are really Satan's lies that people really accept as fact. And I'm going to tell you a couple of them. One is Social Security is going to run out of money. I mean, people, the person on the street, a lot of folks, a lot of our listeners, a lot of you may just believe that. Oh, it's going to run out of money, so I can't really count on that. That's one lie. And then the second lie is that the government is spending our Social Security money on something else. could be guns, military, building bridges, whatever. Food There's plans. All kinds of theories, and it's just they're not true. If you read through this report, like I do, and you've read it, that all the money that is allocated to Social Security, whether it be taxes, the trust fund, the income taxes on the Social Security checks, it all gets allocated to Social Security. It has to, by law.
Yeah, if anybody had ever told me 3 years ago, Robbie, someday you will look forward to the Social Security report coming out and you will want to read it. Well, that's so true. And I saw the email that here is this thing, you know, just based on comparing it every year and understanding a little bit about budgeting, is that, you know, to say that Social Security would run out of money would mean way more than what they're talking about. By 2035, they'll have evaporated the trust fund, but they're still literally phenomenal amounts of money that are coming in payroll taxes and all that other stuff. So this idea of totally running out of money, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Didn't you just tell me a few minutes ago, before you started doing this show, you believed both of those lies?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely would. If somebody had come up to me 3 years ago and said, Robbie, do you think Social Security's, you know, here's the man on the street, do you think Social Security's running out of money? Oh, yeah, there's no way they can cover the baby boom. Or if they just said, Robbie, do you think that the government paid money for, you know, satellites or something, you know, to launch? I'd, oh, yeah, those politicians are liable to do anything. I'd have gone right along with it.
So, and what's the ramifications of believing those lies?
A loss of hope.
Yeah.
A loss of faith in how you are going to finish when there's a whole lot of money at stake.
Because we teach this every 7 weeks. We talk about Social Security, and we teach one piece of this. And to me, you know, my answer to that question is, if you believe all that stuff, you're just going to dismiss the teaching that we do. You know, I'll just get my Social Security when I get it and hope I get it, and it's probably going to run out of money. And if you have that, if you're in that position, you potentially are going to make bad decisions.
Oh, it's a scary thing. And so we got to tell you that the whole idea here is that we don't want you to worry, and that's why we have the 7 worries tab at cardinalguide.com. It's, you know, don't forget to put the cardinal before you put guide.com, and there you're going to find the 7 worries tab. And this is part of Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which is available, as we always talk about, by just emailing Hans, or the PDF on this Social Security tab is right there. But if you want Hans to send you a copy of the report, you know, you could get on the list. So next year, you're going to be excited to hear it. We got a lot more coming about the future of Social Security and why this is a critical part of how we will finish well, and the resources that we really do have to build the kingdom. So stay tuned. We got so much more coming up. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans/John Scheil. Today's show, the future of Social Security. And why is that important as a part of finishing well from a standpoint of our resources? And Hans, you know, one of the basic parts of your strategy is you're planning somebody's financial future into the retirement years, what most people, you know, 65, whatever. This is one of the basic building blocks that goes into that is Social Security, right?
Well, yeah, it's the old three-legged stool is just in the most basic financial planning. And one of the three legs is Social Security. So everybody in the country is going to get a Social Security check. So you get that, and then what we used to have were pensions. Now we have IRAs, 401ks, that type of thing. Or some people still have pensions, but that's the second leg of the stool. And then the third leg is personal savings. And so you put those three legs of the stool, and that's going to create your retirement. And to just dismiss one of the legs or not study that and have a good effect on it and really plan out your retirement is really missing something. Or to take it too early when you don't really need it, just because you think that the fund's going to run out of money. It's kind of the scarcity mentality. Just reading, that's why I read the report every year. I want to make sure that I'm just backing up what I'm telling people is that if I see them playing some monkey business, but they're not doing that, and that it just isn't going to happen.
Yeah. So me personally, it's just crazy to me that I never really entered into many Social Security or Medicare discussions in my life prior to starting the show, but God's brought them more and more. And whenever I see somebody that chose to go on Social Security, at 62 or as soon as they could, I always look at them and go, why would you do that? Because it's a significant change when you run your report. And the comment almost immediately from every single one I've ever asked was, well, they're going to run out of money and I want to make sure I get mine. And I think, oh my goodness, how much money are we leaving on the table because people will buy that lie?
Yeah. I mean, we ran our own reports, a couple, 3 months ago, is that generally about February or March, you're going to get last year's numbers. So it was February or March of this year, the 2019 numbers got added, and I ran mine before the show, and I requested that you run yours, which you did. I didn't want to say I made you run it, but I always do that in exercises before the show.
Hans made me do it.
Well, it's good for you.
Oh, it was. It was. It was shocking to me. Like, whoa, my amount went up. And I'm not, for those who know me, I was in the car business and made significant money, back in the day. But in broadcasting, I don't make nowhere near that. But it was really encouraging to me to go, look at here. Somehow or another, it went up. And I'm like, man, ka-ching.
Well, yeah. And then we sat down and we looked at the report. So the Social Security earnings report is something, if you call me for financial planning, or you just want to talk about Social Security, that's what I'm going to have you do. I can't run it for you because I can't get into your Social Security account, but you can. And it's a little bit of trouble. You got to go in there and you go to ssa.gov, socialsecurityadministration.gov, and then you open up a My Social Security account. And they're going to make you set up a username and password, and they're going to ask you a bunch of questions about your credit and your mother's maiden name. But they ask a few weird ones. And so, there are some people that have a little trouble with it, but it's worth the trouble. And then once you set up an account, you can go in there every day and run a report if you wanted to.
And it's extremely helpful to look at this. Not only does it itemize, what it would be if you get it at 66 or 67. And the cool thing is if you run the long one, you can actually see what it is. And in fact, when I was talking to my brother, he thought that, well, you either take it at 62 or you take it at 66 in the, 4 months, whenever he... And I was like, no, you can take it at 64 and 3 months. You can take it at 64 and 5 months.
Every month. Every month between 62 and 70 is an option for you.
And every one of those has a different amount that would be your premium, that you would get from them.
Sure. And so what we do with that report is, first, I'm going to ask you to bring that to me. And with some clients that have difficulty, we sit down and do it together. Or Tom gets to do that. We run the thing together and we get it out, and then we take certain numbers off of that report and we plug it into some software that we have, and then based upon that, and we make projections, and then your other income and your other, we pick a date and we pick an optimal date, and we don't always pick what the software tells us to pick, but that's a data point, and then there's some subjective things on that. And that's where it comes up. People say, I want to take it now because Social Security's running out of money. I just know it is. I heard, and they're robbing that trust fund, and they spend it on, tell them to stop doing that. And it's just, I don't sit and argue with people, but it's just, again, that's why I read the report every year when it comes out. And it's telling, when we get into this year and we talk about the year of 2020, I just found something very interesting is, I haven't seen one article anywhere other than financial journals for people like me read them, but just in the common press where they've talked about it this year. And I think the reason for that is there's bigger news. But to me, I was waiting for it, and I just noticed that. Now, another thing about it is the person who signed it is that Steven Mnuchin, which I didn't even really know how to pick him out of a lineup before all those briefings, the coronavirus briefings with the White House every day. He's the guy with the big glasses that's out there, and he's a smart guy, and he's behind really just managing and getting the payroll paycheck protection program and all the stimulus things. The Treasury Secretary is the guy behind it. He's the same guy that signs this report. So while he was doing all that, there's a whole team of people over there at the Social Security Administration and Treasury that are creating this. They're managing the trust fund. They're managing the $4 trillion that are there to back up our Social Security checks.
So it you know, that's one of the actually fun decisions. You know, as you begin to work into this stuff, you know, wow, just this year, you know, I get to pick my, you know, Medicare supplement. I'm very excited about that. I'm excited about deciding, you know, the year that I take, you know, my Social Security, those kind of things are all, you know, part of the equation of, in my opinion, finishing well. You're supposed to, you know, God's in his presence is fullness of joy, and these things are supposed to bring joy and not fear. And you know, like Thomas, you asked the question, and so you got the information.
Well, yeah. And so as we're preparing retirement plans for people, I mean, back to the three-legged stool, is this is where we start. Okay, when are you going to start your Social Security check? How much will it be at that point? How much will your spouses be at that point, if you're married? And how much are the two of you together? Then we're going to sit down and look at how much other money do you have and what kind of income can we create from the other money and put the two of those together. And then of the other money that you have, how much of that is before tax money and how much of that, like in an IRA or a 401k, and then how much of it is in, you've already paid taxes on. So when you're retired, if you been fortunate enough and disciplined enough to save and you've got savings, then you have before tax savings, after tax savings, and then you got a Social Security check. So we're going to look at this from a foundation, how much you're going to get from Social Security, and then we want to know how much income taxes are you going to pay. And there's a way to plan things out so that your Social Security check could be tax-free. So we're not going to get into that on this show. But that's my plan.
And a big part of mine is really my wife's age versus my age in taking Social Security because, you know, if you hadn't heard me talk about it before, you know, my wife is, depending on whether you hear it from me or her, she thinks she's 8 years younger than me. I think she's 7 years younger than me. However you work it out, she's significantly younger than me. And so if I wait till I'm 70 to take my Social Security, not only do I get the bigger ka-ching number for whatever period of time, but when I die, then she will get, you know, my
that
check.
Bigger number.
That bigger number for the rest of however long, which, you know, in her case, is probably she'll last, you know, another 10, 11 years after me. And that's a significant thing in making sure that my wife has, you know, sufficient, you
There's
know,
There's many
resources.
People in their 80s or 90s, that's kind of like all they have. And if they have savings, then okay, then maybe they've got a supplement to that or a pension. But you start looking at the differences in the numbers just on that issue. My wife is not 7 or 8 years younger than me. She's 1 year younger than me. But, you know, if you take that 1 year, she's going to get the spousal benefit because she didn't work a lot outside of our home. So she's going to be getting the spousal benefit, and then more than likely, I'm going to go first. And the fact that she's going to get a much higher check as a widow surviving me for many years, that's huge.
It really is. It's phenomenally huge, you know, in to my way of thinking, that way overshoots. Well, if I take it when I'm 68 in 2 months, then, you know, I won't leave quite as much on the table. There's all sorts of calculations that go into that. But at the end of the day, you know, our family is where, in my case, you know, is my priority to make sure that they're all stable and well. And then, you know, we got other ways to
Well, and when people come to us for planning, they think that they're only coming for planning the investment of their money. And that's not really what we're planning. That's part of it. But we're really saying, how much is it going to cost you to live for the rest of your life? And then when you die, if you're married, is your spouse going to survive you? And how much is it going to cost them to live after your life? And in some cases, that's many, many years. So then we look, how much is your Social Security check? And we got to make up the difference. And we like to do that in such a way that you're paying little or no income tax. So there's some planning that we can do where we can eliminate or significantly reduce the taxes. So that's less money that we have to plan for. So it gets a little bit complicated, but not really.
Well, like Thomas, you know, he had the questions because he was a disciple, and disciples have questions. And when you have questions, you know, you go to Jesus, you get answers. And he's got answers to give you hope to finish well in so many different ways. And so we're thankful that you would choose this show to listen, to be thinking about that. And again, the many resources that are available at cardinalguide.com. Of course, you know, there's the 7 worries tabs, all sorts of ways to get up with Hans. He would be delighted to work with you in whichever way, whether it's by getting his book or you know, personally getting up with him and learn about your Social Security, however that works. It's all there at cardinalguide.com. And we just pray that you would continue to finish well.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com.